Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now for a three charts in 3 minutes ish is the Duchess of the Chart. That ping there wasn't it? I said a ping come out, and people will hear that. It's not because I announced your name, Nicola, even though we should have that, I think. If I announce your name, ping should happen, but that's Vox, and you get notification on Vox, and that pops up every now and again, like an RS or someone liking your comment. Okay, so Nicola Duke, three charts. You're all right, Nick. What's your thoughts?
Are you
still cryptocurrency mad?
I'm still looking at the cryptocurrencies. We should do a show, Justin, this week, shouldn't we?
Yeah, well, we were just discussing that. We were saying, yeah, we should maybe try and do a top three cryptocurrencies to look at. Because I've set up my account with, Bitcoin or blockchain, and also Bittrex, which is the exchange. So you need a wallet, and then you need to transfer money from the wallet to the exchange, then you need to buy your cryptocurrency. So I'm going to start doing that, looking at it, because it's a very hot sector.
And we'll do Saturdays in the Crypt with Justin and Nicola.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
In the Crypt with Justin and Nick. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
All right. In the meantime, let's go with stocks we're looking at today. So first and foremost, Audioboom. They've announced a second quarter update, and it's looking good. I mean, they look at the metrics are up double digits, and they've already booked 1.8 million of revenue this year, which is they had committed last year at this time with 329,000. So they're doing very well. So boom. What do you reckon on the chart? It's got that 3 pence resistance level, hasn't it?
Yes, it does. But, you know, for me, the bigger resistance level was like 2.7, 2.75. Mm. And today, and that was, you know, the 10th of May high. Today, we've broken right above it and then sunk to retest it, which we were doing right now. I think this has a really good chance, if it stays like this, of continuing higher and going back to test the next level of resistance, which comes in at around 3.2. So looks really good now for a move higher if we can hold this today. That kind of break above our support, a resistance which is now support, looks really good to me. So I'm pretty hopeful for this one. I think it should continue higher to 3.2, and a close above 3.2 looks really good. First target would be 4.2, but really this one is going back to those highs from 2015 at 5.6.
Marvellous. Okay, next one. We covered this recently, but there's been a bit of volatility. And I think, I don't know what, maybe people were assuming a raising was happening, but EVRH or EVR Holdings, now they've just done an accelerated book build, raising 5 million or 4.7, I think, net to them. And it was announced yesterday and already completed today. So at 8 pence. So that is a fundamental support level, you think, they're raising that amount of money at 8 pence. So EVRH, what do you reckon?
Yeah, and that kind of changes the picture, you know, because actually the 50% retracement of the all-time lows back in, you know, last July comes in at 7.47. And that's where we found support, you know, 10th, 11th of May. And we've rallied from there. And because the moving averages were holding us down, what we said when we looked at it at the beginning in May was watch for a retest because it's a really good place to buy. And by then, the 200-day moving average will have caught up. I still think that. I still think that there's a possibility we dip a little bit lower and tag that 200-day moving average before we go higher. But I'm surprised to see we look really well supported. So I would say that if we get a close above 8.8, that we have bottomed, it's not likely we will go back and retest that, you know, sort of 7.4 support, and that we should continue higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. And the last is Providence Resources, PVR. They're in it's off the Irish coast there. They're one of the biggest holders of licenses of oil drilling. And they're going to be drilling a big one end of this month, a big sort of spud end of this month in Druid and Drombeg. They just announced a couple of farm-ins from Khan Energy and Total, some big players. So it's very good, and hopefully get them on the podcast later. Tony, the main man there. But this is very good news for them. So PVR on the chart, what do you reckon, Nick?
PVR on the chart is a really good example of what I was just talking about letting the 200-day moving average catch up before you can get a really good rally. So we had a really nice rally, November, December, you know, peaked in January, and we haven't really fallen back. You know, we've traded sideways in a really nice choppy overlapping correction. That's corrective price action. I mean, it's just letting everything catch up before we go higher again. Sure enough, start of June, the 200-day really has caught up, and we look to be powering higher from here. I think this one looks really good. The next, you know, we need to clear those previous highs from February and March, but the next resistance, I think, is more likely around 20.10. My first target is 23, and my second target is 29.
Lovely. Nick, if you put those charts on the company pages at Vox and send me them as well, I'll put them on at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.